People of a certain age who live in cities have used Uber and Lyft a lot. For those who don't, these services allow ordinary people with their regular cars to more or less become like taxi drivers. And the services have transformed the way that many people get around. But there are side effects, large and small. For people who use the apps regularly, what happened to Natalie Vaughn may sound familiar.
I walk out and I see this car right where I always get my Uber. And it's like a Honda, which I feel like a lot of Ubers are Hondas. And it just opened the door and I look in and she's actually my neighbor.
It was her neighbor. Yes, she started getting in the wrong car. She's not alone when your taxi ride looks like any other car. I mean, this is an easy mistake to make.
It can be a little disconcerting for the drivers. Mm-hmm. Johnny Cogno, a college senior in New Hampshire, said he's been mistaken for an Uber or Lyft driver about a dozen times, especially during an internship that required him to take people to apartments and wait in the car for them.
So it's around 3 or 3:30 in the afternoon, and out of nowhere, two girls get in the back seat of my car. And as soon as they got in, it was pretty obvious that they were intoxicated. They kind of gave me instructions on where they were going, and I kind of immediately told them, "No, no, no, I'm not your Uber."
Now, for their part, Uber and Lyft have recommended that riders do things like check the car type and the license plate, or confirm the driver's name maybe before getting in. Natalie, who accidentally got in her neighbor's car, offers some advice too.
Now, if they're not making eye contact with me when I walk up to the door, I do knock on the window. And I think for drivers, you should probably keep your doors locked.